Hello and welcome to Generation Annihilation. My name is Andy, and that was Cardi 7 off their new CD, No Hope. We heard Smash. Yeah, they just got back from a tour from Japan. That's, I was watching on Facebook. Looks like they had a lot of fun over there. I've never been to Japan. I'd love to go there. I've been to Taiwan and China, but not Japan. That's my next on my bucket list. Yes, I've got tons of punk rock. I got like 31 tracks here ready to go. I don't think I'll get to all of them, but I'll do my best. I haven't been up here for a while. I think last time I came up was did a show with Aaron just before Christmas, around December, early December. So nice to be up here again, and I'll be hosting Power Chord later on. And my name is, as I say, is Andy Grotesque. Here we go. Well, let's play an old classic tune by SNFU. Off Better Than a Stick and I, we're going to hear a tune called Your Tantrum.
Ooh.
Welcome back to Generation Annihilation. That was a band called Occultist. They are from Baltimore, Maryland. That's a new CD by them called, it's a covers thing. They did a Discharge cover, of course, as you could tell. Before the Conform, a local band with War of Sorrow off their Conform and Die, came out in 2014. Before we had Leash, they are from the East Coast. They are from New Hampshire. Leash did a tune called Cynically Depressed off their Dead End Breed, and that came out late last year. D-Beatles did a tune called Sota on Teratusta off their 2012 CD Kiminen Tikkia. Yeah, that's a Finnish band. D-Beatles, that's an awesome name for a band. Before that, from Boston, we had Wolf Beast Destroyer off their Thrown to the Wolf CD, brand new for 2017. We heard a tune called Carved into Bone, and we start off with SNFU with a little classic track, Your Tantrum off Better Than a Stick in the Eye. Yes, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.7 FM. And Fun Drive's coming up soon, so keep your ears peeled for that. And again, my name's Andy. This is Generation Annihilation. And since I just played a cover of Discharge, why not? Let's play the real band. This is Discharge off their latest CD. End of Days, we're going to hear a tune called Meet Your Maker.
Yeah. Lincoln Alexander was a black Canadian who achieved much in politics. The child of Jamaican immigrants, he served in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. He graduated from the Osgoode Hall Law School in 1953 and practiced at a number of firms for more than a decade. In 1968, he ran in Canada's federal election in the Hamilton West Electoral District. He won and became Canada's first black member of parliament. He served four consecutive terms before stepping down in 1980. In 1985, he was appointed Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, becoming the first black Canadian to hold a vice-regal position. Alexander passed away on October 19, 2012. In December 2013, Lincoln Alexander Day was made a law in Ontario and is held on January 21st. His wife, Marnie Beale Alexander, is currently working to make it a national holiday for Canada. This has been a Black History Month PSA brought to you by CITR.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
My mother was a man. She was the head of a German prison camp. Well, I was bad. She made lampshades from the skin of my back. My mother was a man. 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 She was the head of a Nazi prison camp. When I was bad.
That was, what did we just hear? We heard Sudden Impact. That's off an old demo from 1984 called Freaked Out. We heard Drunk Driving. Before that, Barbed Wire Braces did Sink or Swim off their self-titled CD that came out in 2016. And they are from Hamilton, Ontario. And that features somebody I know, Mark. Used to be in Dunderheads. He sings and plays the drums in Barbed Wire Braces. Just search for Bandcamp. They've got some stuff on there. The Sick Fucks from Victoria, B.C. off a compilation called All You Can Hear, Underground Music Victoria, B.C., 1978 to 1984. The Sick Fucks did a tune called Mother Was a Man. Gloss did a tune called Fight off their Trans Day of Revenge. Of course, Gloss were from Olympia, Washington. They broke up last year. And of course, Gloss is Girls Living Outside Society shit. And if you don't know, of course, they have some transgendered people in the band. And it's too bad they broke up. Great music, great sort of deep beat hardcore. Before that, from the East Coast of Canada, we had Heart Charger doing Snow Axe off their Bad Omens CD, also from last year. Another one from last year. Wow, we're on the 2016 thing here. Discharge did Meet Your Maker off End of Days. Yes. Here's the CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to keep on. I've got some classic stuff mixed in with kind of newish stuff. I've got some new music and old music all mixed up in this next set. Number up here, 604 UBC CITR. That's 604-822-2487. Let's go to Social Unrest off their Complete Studio Recordings Volume 2 with a tune called God in Heaven. This came out on New Red Archives back in 2009. So here we go, Social Unrest.
I'm a problem. I am so perfect.
Some Swedish straight edge hardcore. That is a band called Waste off their demo 2016. We heard Empty Words. Before that, we had Scum off their Born Too Soon LP, going back to 1985. We heard American Mold. And before that, we had, if I did this in the right order, Personality Crisis off Creatures for a While. We heard People in Glass. Used to not like that band, but they've grown on me over the years. Took me a while to get used to those vocals, but I think they're pretty rocking now. Before the Personality Crisis, we had UK Subs off their latest CD called Sizo. We heard This Machine, and we start off with Social Unrest with God in Heaven off their Complete Studio Recordings Volume 2. I also have Volume 1 at home, which I couldn't find is the one I wanted to play, but that one's pretty good too. Yes, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR Radio 101.7 FM.
Vitamin D? Satisfy your craving with the February Discorder magazine. Discorder turns 34 this month, celebrating with the Courtneys, Pale Red, Nothingness, Chapel Sound, Pity City, and three scorching hothead submissions. The issue looks into the fentanyl crisis, with alternative perspectives leading up to Opioid Awareness Day on February 21st. We also find out what's happening to Granville Island when Emily Carr leaves, and this issue features album reviews of Mittens and Chelsea Grimm, live show reviews of Shindig, Quiet City, and more. Thanks to our lovely sponsors, Recruit in Canada, Geist Magazine, Jazz Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, The Wise Hall, The Astoria, Steam Whistle Brewery, and Redgate Art Society.
Time to eat the donuts!
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, let's head over to Philadelphia for a band called Sweet F.A. off their latest CD, Mission Accomplished. The tune's going to be called Nobody's Fooled. And they are out of from Philadelphia. Check them out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/SweetFAPhiladelphia. And the F.A. stands for Sweet Fuck All. So there you go. That's what the name stands for. This, here we go with some Sweet F.A.
You drink desires, hostility, but the floor, the one, me and the asshole. If we could get hard,
Yeah, it's a little bit more of old Canadian Vancouver punk rock, AKOB doing What's Going On Blues off their Explosion Blues. I'm not sure that is. It's an MP3 I have. It's a compilation. Neil Embo actually sent that to me a few years ago. A CD with a bunch of old stuff. That was also on their 7-inch. Before that, we had Alien Boys doing Silencer off their Self-Critical Theory. Before that, from Toronto, we had Caustic Lime doing Rotting in the Suburbs. That's off their Demo N from last year. DRI did Madman off their But Wait, There's More EP. That came out also in 2016. I'm playing lots of 2016 and a bit of 2017. After this, it's all going to be old classic punk rock, so I hope you like it. Before DRI, we had Frank Love, another local band. Yeah, Frank Love did Being Obscure off their Strange Attitude album. And start off with Sweet F.A. off their Mission Accomplished CD. Also, all those for 2016. We heard Nobody's Fool from Sweet Fuck All. Yes, my name's Andy, and stay tuned for Power Chord coming up with your host, Andy. I'll be hosting until 3 o'clock today, and what do we have in the Power Chord? Let's see. Let's look at my list here that I have. We've got some new creator, some Iron Reagan, some Aggression, Enemy, lots of stuff. Vendetta, Striker, it's going to be good. A lot of thrash metal, a bit of power metal, a bit of everything. I have actually a band I played during Generation Annihilation Day. I'm going to play them also in Power Chord. They kind of fit. You can find out later. You can email me personally at powercordradio@gmail.com. That's where I should get my emails. Or check us out. Check Generation Annihilation actually out on Facebook. I'll just search for Generation Annihilation. There's only one. And here we go. We're going to go on to some old classic punk rock. This is one of my favorite albums of all time. Going back to, I'm not sure what year. This is off a repress that came out in 1990. I think this came out in, 1981. I can't remember. I should have looked it up. But Angry Snowmans. I said Angry Snowmans because I'm thinking the Victoria band. Angry Samoans. That's Angry Samoans, not Snowmans. Off Back from Samoa with Steak Knife.
Dying.
Reagan Lies. Doesn't that bring you back to good old punk rock? Reagan Lies by Romper Room Rejects, and they're a band that were out of San Francisco that came out in 1987. Pretty cool. I like that. I like that old. That reminds me of when I first started listening to punk rock. I started in 86 and 87, and in that era, that's when you hear all these Reagan songs. And I still like to play it. I like to pull them out. We need some more Trump songs now. We need like a resurgence in punk rock because of that. I won't get into it. We all know what I'm thinking, what you're probably thinking. So, before Personality... Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong list here. Before Romper Room Rejects, we heard Grey Matter doing Retrospect off their 1985 album Food for Thought. And yeah, some classic DC punk rock hardcore. Before that, The Dicks did Nobody Asked Me off These People. That was also 1985. Then Angry Samoans did Steak Knife from Back from Samoa. Anyways, what is the actual time here? Because there's two clocks here. I hope I haven't gone over the 1 o'clock hour because I want to start power chord. And it's 1 o'clock right now. So let's start power chord. Let's hear a few words here. Then we're going to hear power chord starting next with your host, me.